Fox News being added again. We've returned to a man in Washington, D.C. And do men and women experience weed differently? We are the Cannalinguists. Here, I am Alex Mandelberg. With me, as always, my awesome co-host, April O'Connor. Hey. And doing his own musical intro for us, our guest today, Mr. Doug Dixon.
What just happened?
You were announced at a stadium. We're gonna hold on. We're gonna make all the people leave now. We're coming to you live from the middle of Dodger Stadium, sitting on the pitcher's mound right now, smoking a joint.
I noticed you didn't have music, so when we were just talking about, you know, having drops and whatnot.
We add it post.
We do all that stuff post. No, now it'll be even more awesome with your music and that music going on. I'm excited to see how it comes out.
I was gonna say you can edit out the beat I just laid down. Put that at the end. Maybe make that an outtake. Maybe, you know, just a little thing from the cutting room floor.
It could certainly be an interesting thing.
Me keeping perfect time.
I was enjoying it.
It's beautiful.
It certainly had a lot of rhythm to it.
It was the right tempo. Just the right tempo.
You were certainly a music man.
Have either of you seen Whiplash yet?
I have seen Whiplash.
Oh, God. Did you love it?
I effing loved it. I was very... Nothing... I've never been happier about a man winning an Academy Award than Simons. He's been around forever, always being an awesome actor, but never
Simmons.
Having a big... Simmons, sorry.
I was like, did he say that? And then I was like, do I correct him?
Yeah, no, correct me. Correct me. I've been smoking weed all during the pre-show. Yeah. But but that's the whole thing, is that he is... It's that forgettable name face that he's been in everything and no one ever really remembers him.
We've grown up with him.
Yeah. He's always been around, and yet somehow he never got a chance to be that awesome in a film until that film. And holy mother he really took that home. Even though he was best supporting, he drove the film.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. No, he was the film. There were parts of the story that I didn't really care for, but I really liked the whole car. Like, he goes to the concert. He goes to the concert. Spoiler. If you haven't seen Whiplash, April, stop listening.
Yeah. Fast forward for the next 35 seconds.
If one were in a serious automobile accident, I don't believe they're going to be making it to play at a concert. I'm not saying that happened in the movie. What I'm saying, hypothetically, April.
I get what you're saying.
I haven't seen it, so
listen.
Of films
this year that had really weird things in it, that was not. I enjoyed. I kept telling people Birdman would have been my favorite film of the year if the last scene didn't happen. If he'd blown his fucking brains out and the credits would have rolled, I would have stood and applauded.
Absolutely.
Because there's this really bad thing in Hollywood nowadays where they'll give you a beginning of a story, a middle, and then you're about to get what you think is the end, and the director goes, but maybe not. And it's like, yo, at this point, when you're paying $19 just for the ticket plus parking plus concessions plus, you know what, fuck you, tell me the entire story. Right. I want a beginning, I want a middle, and I want a fucking end.
Is there going to be more to the story?
Well, but that's the whole thing. There isn't in Birdman. You know that that's really a one-off story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so end the story. Let it be the adventure of how this man killed himself.
Right.
Let that be it. Don't make it this whole, but maybe he really is a superhero. No, he's not. He's not.
It's too dark. Society's too sensitive right now.
Yeah, I get
for sure.
But, you need to be able to deal with the fact that stories have endings. Stories are supposed to end.
Yeah.
That's how stories work.
I'm on board with
You got to have an ending.
I
guess we should actually get to the news stories that we set off to talk about in this.
We're moving along. I haven't seen Doug in a while.
No. Oh, that's right.
How long do these normally
We go an hour, baby.
Okay, good. All right.
We got some time to chat.
Okay. But an hour is just the right amount of time.
Yeah, it is.
An hour and a half, and I'm like,
It starts getting a little long. Right. We've noticed it does work very well. So the first thing that I did want to say, this Fox News thing that April was showing us. So a doctor's on Fox News because these reports came out that weed isn't that bad for you. Mm-hmm. Shocker, Fox News found a doctor to come on and say, what was it, crack babies?
Right.
Coming from marijuana. I feel
he looked right into the camera with a smirk on his face when he said it, though. So I just I just feel like it's
I mean, it's that whole thing where he's even talking about it. He goes, well, they're dealing in lethal dosages. And as everyone knows, it takes far less alcohol or anything else to kill you than THC. And I go, well, isn't that part of the entire effing point here?
Yeah.
I remember someone telling me that if you were to just smoke weed, you'd die of smoke inhalation before you died of THC overdose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you'd have to smoke like 2 pounds in an hour. I mean, it's something like an obscene effing amount in order to do it. I don't even understand why Fox tries to make stories of this shit.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I mean, some people are just still old school, set in their ways.
I'd rather ask Doug about what's going on in your life than talk about Fox fucking news.
I feel like they would. I mean, at this point, I mean, surely they know they're full of shit. Like, I mean, surely at this point, even on I mean, come on.
Well, that's the problem though. When you got bitches like Nancy, fucking Mr. Chines, Mr. Chines. Mr. Chines. I would like to. I have a question for you, Mr. Chains.
Yeah.
When she actually had 2 chains on to try
He
tried to, but, and that's the problem.
That's matchup.
And then once she actually got someone who could talk, Dr. Drew, she just yells over them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there was an interesting circle that was shown by someone where, you know, it's very easily plotted out where Fox News only really has one news program.
Right.
And the rest of it is all opinion-based program that once they spread an opinion on their network and then they reference it on another program in their network, now their news program gets to run a story as pundits saying, insert the thing that they're the only one saying. Mm-hmm. So it's this magnificent cycle of bullshittery.
Ignorance?
That they're able to kind of spill forth. Now, here's the thing. Let's be very honest. MSNBC is no better. They are no effing better than Fox News, in my eyes. They are a liberal machine the same way that that Fox News is a conservative machine. And I think the most important thing for people to make informed wise decisions in this country is to give them the facts and let them make the choices on their own. I don't believe in biasing news reporting in any way.
Yeah.
I mean, some people like MSNBC. I can't.
Well, I feel like the whole weed thing in general, I feel like that's a lot of old white people need to die, I think, for us to get it legalized. That's really it is.
Mitch McConnell and John Boehner need to die.
They need to die. Yes.
I don't appreciate you saying that.
The sad turtle.
More bacon.
I don't appreciate you saying you want me to die there, Doug.
Feed them more steak and bacon.
God, they
Mitch, I'm just your limo driver, Mitch. I don't. Who are you talking, Mitch? Mr. McConnell. No, I'm just
I've fallen asleep thinking about that man. He is so effing boring. And John, nothing makes me happy. I want to do a skit where it's like shooting like the John Boehner character, because I refuse to call him by his real name.
No, and I didn't correct you. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that. I corrected you on J.K. Simmons.
It spells Boehner. Yeah. It spells Boehner. But I wanted to shoot him, what's his name? George Steinbrenner style from Seinfeld from behind.
Right.
But he's at a restaurant and the maitre d' and the manager just keep calling him Boehner. And they're like, oh, speaking Boehner. I mean, speaker Boehner. Excuse me. Everybody make room for the Boehner party. We have a Boehner party that's oh, I'm sorry, you didn't want to be disturbed. We can't have people disturbing the Boehners. If you could please not touch the Boehners, look at the Boehners.
Where is Boehner from?
Boehner is from South Carolina, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's
right. I mean, he got one of them Carolina.
Yeah.
One of them Carolina kind of attitudes. I'm just going to say it. I'll say it.
Rich color of tobacco on his face.
Yeah. Yeah, on his overly orangish,
rich mahogany.
He looks like he's been coated in lacquer. It's kind
a rich coat of lacquer. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess what we're trying to say is fuck Fox News. What's going on in your life, Doug?
Do we want to get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's
all
get
right,
into
well,
it.
We
don't have that much news to cover this week. I wanted to get some news out of the way.
We're gonna start down. On a real down note.
Bring it down. Do we need to load a bowl for this? I mean, we usually smoke at the 20-minute mark, but
I don't know if I want to cry.
Oh,
so maybe we should get
cry,
it out.
Man, let it go. Right. Let it go. Let
long
it out.
Story short, well, God, no. I've done enough crying. So, okay. My father passed away in January.
I'm sorry.
So early January. Thank you. Have either of you lost a parent?
No, I have not.
Grandparents.
Just
was
lost.
Like a
yeah, I remember that.
Just
and
lost
that,
my.
And that I know that did a number on you.
I just lost my mom's mom on my birthday.
Okay.
Last
fuck,
year.
Man. Sorry. Yeah, sorry to hear. It was my mom's birthday.
It was her time.
Yeah.
Kind of her time.
Yeah. He died on my mom's birthday. They were divorced, but still. They were cool with each other, though.
Okay.
We did holidays together and all that stuff. So just to clue you all in, it's complete hell.
I would imagine.
It is a horrible experience. Not just the emotional, but all of the – there's – You gotta clean up their life if you're close with them.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta go through their entire life,
paperwork,
and fill up a dumpster. And getting a dumpster.
Man,
they have so much shit. Everyone has so much.
Boy,
shit.
That is really. I never really thought about that. If I were to just be gone, then it'd be like, oh God, Sydney would have like three dumpsters worth of stuff to donate.
Yeah,
and five dumpsters worth of stuff to throw away.
It took my mom. My mom, like, you know, had to wait and go back and do it in a little bit because she when my grandma passed.
Yeah. But I got to imagine. I mean, as terrible as a passing is, in a lot of ways, is that not a healing experience though? To kind of go through that stuff.
No, there's all. It's kind of like going through a breakup, like a bad breakup or something, or like getting your heart broken. It's something I feel better, feel stronger now having gone through it. I guess kind of looking back on the whole like last 2 months or whatever it's been. So. I mean, I'm still going through the grieving process. For
yeah,
sure.
No, absolutely. That's going to happen.
We're still working on.
Yeah, that
shit
rest of your
too.
Life is kind of the working out that grieving process when you lose someone.
He had a stroke. So it was a sudden sort, expected, but still shocking. I mean, he wasn't a healthy dude.
Yeah.
So wasn't big on the whole walking and lifting weights and.
Yeah.
Not smoking and not drinking. And so, that happened. It happened. Are you a football fan at all? College football?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm a Sooner. Yeah, so where'd you go to school? Or who's your team?
I did not go to school. My sister went to USC. My girlfriend is from Arkansas, and I've always been a Razorback fan, even since before I was with her, oddly enough.
Okay.
So
when they won the basketball title like in 94 or something like that.
Yeah, real shocker.
Nolan Richardson.
Oh, yeah, gosh, he was that's coach. Right. Jeez. That's right. One of the biggest players to come out of there, Derek Fisher.
Oh, really?
Out of the University of Arkansas.
But there was another one who was on that 90s team that won the title. There was someone, there was kind of a big star on that went to the NBA for like 5 years, I want to say. Kind of had a decent NBA career.
Yeah, I can't remember his name right now.
If only there was a remote way to look it up.
Yeah, I'm definitely much better when it comes to college football than college basketball.
Yeah, okay, so anyways, back to it. So my fiance is, spoiler, I spoiled the good news.
Oh.
I spoiled the good news, but keep
it.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to that.
Okay. So, damn it. I should have gone to broadcasting school.
we can back it up.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, do we need to do some
editing? No, we're fine. And she has been just...
So you're engaged now.
I got engaged in early December. He died in early January. So she... she's definitely been a rock for sure.
It's special to have someone.
Hit a home run with this bitch. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, when you find a good one, fucking lock it down, man.
Bitch.
Lock it down.
Absolutely. So, anyways, she's from Cleveland, and her parents live in Columbus, Ohio, which is where Ohio State is. So, we were at a sports bar. It's called the Blue Palms on Hollywood, and Ohio State was playing Oregon. Who did they? Did they play Oregon? Yes, they played Oregon. Yes, they did.
Yes,
absolutely.
They did.
Okay. So We're at an Ohio State bar, the Blue Palms. Good craft beer bar. If you're ever in Hollywood, craft beer place, Blue Palms. Oh, good place to go.
It's inside.
It's one of my favorite places.
It's inside cool spot. The theater.
By the Fonda. Yeah. Yeah. It's not inside. It's adjacent, technically.
Well, it's like in the same building.
Yes. Absolutely. So, anyways, so we're watching the game, and Ohio State is just starting to open the door on Oregon and winning the game. And so everyone's screaming and yelling, and I was texting with my brother, and I was like, have you... Am I telling the story? All right. I was like, have you talked to Dad lately? And or was like, when was the last time? I had called him like on a Friday, didn't hear back, and he was real big on calling back. So
yeah.
I was like, well, maybe he went somewhere. He liked to go fishing and hunting on weekends. He was retired, so he just fucking did that shit with his buddies. So have I told you this story?
No.
Okay, so good. All right. Sorry to spring.
Well, not
this
good,
on
but geez. No. Yeah.
Sorry to spring this on you. Yeah. I just met and you're in your
come
listeners.
On. No, hey, give it to me real.
Sorry,
baby.
Guys.
Give it
all
to
right.
me real, baby.
So,
I like this real shit.
He was the kind of guy.
Fuck the news. I want to wipe it off the board. Goddamn. We're talking about this.
So, he didn't answer. He didn't call back. Like usually, call back within a day. So my reasoning was. Well, in the back of my mind, I was like, he might be, he could be, you know. Again, not healthy. Not a healthy guy. Not a healthy guy. we had a few scares on occasion. You
kind of get the feeling, like, you know.
Yeah. So it was right after Christmas.
Instinctual,
kinda crazy.
You know.
Yeah.
Kinda.
So, and I called him back on that Monday, like Monday afternoon, and he didn't answer. And I was like, oh, shit, this is maybe kind of weird. So I text my brother during the game, and I start piecing together. And I got the text. It's like right as Ohio State is scoring a touchdown, everyone's yelling. I get the text from my brother. I'm going over to his house. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is it. It was so surreal because everyone was yelling and screaming. So
as you're getting that.
So we got our check, or we got the check and walked up and then got the call at my apartment. I kind of knew. It was a long, long Uber ride home, a long 5-minute Uber ride home.
Yeah.
So.
Man.
And then you just got that whole week, complete blur. See, a problem with me is I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and my best friend from high school, his name's Eric Marshall, he runs a good brewery there called Marshall Brewery. So
shout out.
It's not a good thing when I go back to Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you
he
get
was
all the Marshall's brewery.
Well,
you
he
want.
Was definitely there for he was definitely there for me. So
with a barrel under each arm, I'm sure.
Good for good and bad.
That beer gets you
there.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes
a little too much.
Listen, you know what? The weirdest, one of the most amazing family experiences that I have ever had in my life happened the day before my birthday. As we buried my grandmother 2 days before my birthday.
Okay.
I flew home from Boston on my birthday. But the night before we're flying back, we buried my grandmother. We're at my mom's childhood's best friend's house in Newton. Her and I'm sitting there with her husband, who's known me since I'm a little kid, my two uncles, and he'd pulled out the guy who's hosting us sitting Shiva. He'd pulled out a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue. It was pouring whiskey. And my uncle had smoked some weed with me. The first time I'd ever smoked weed with any of my family on the drive to the airport.
All right.
A little vaporizer pen that I was bringing with me. And then he outed me to my other uncle on the way to the funeral. And then the three of us got high in the car on the way to the funeral. And now here we sit in this house, the last four people left. My mom's childhood best friend. Mm-hmm. My mom is in the other room with my nephew and my sister just playing with the baby in the other room. And these two uncles of mine out me to him. Alex has got some really good pot. How about we all? And so now.
That's great.
That was how they kept saying. No, they kept saying Alex has got some really good dope, which I'm like, stop calling it dope.
Who
were
these
on.
People again?
These are my two uncles, okay. My mom's
all right.
two brothers.
Cool. And you would never cross that threshold of weed with
never.
Them, right?
Not okay. with anyone. Not with anyone in any of my family.
It's special
on
when you
side.
Do that with family.
Except
I've
for my
that.
Cousin.
Yeah.
Except for my cousin. Yeah. My cousin is kind of like a brother to me. Uh-huh. But it was this weird healing experience, yes, kind of sitting there, uh-huh, smoking. And I was like, we were here was the amazing part. I kind of was scared of what would happen if my mom started walked in. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm, the pen was in, because we were smoking a vaporizer pen. It was in my uncle's hand. Uh-huh. Now, my mom is the oldest. It was in her first younger brother's hands. And we hear my mom's high heels coming down the hallway. And he shoved this thing under his ass and out of sight. And I was like, oh, you're scared of her too. Oh, my God. You're scared of my mom too?
That's great.
It's
probably, what's the age range of these fellas you're hanging out with?
Oh, my mom is in her 60s. So
no, I mean,
the uncle who was scared was in his late 50s.
He was probably just instinctual, I think.
But still to instinctually hide it from his older sister. I felt like it would be his older sister. I was like kind of looking forward to this point of like somebody else in my family going, hey, your son has good weed and I like getting high with him. Well, I needed someone else to say it.
I feel like there's been, I've noticed, because the times I go back home, I make it back home about every 6 months. And it just seems like there's been such a sea change in the last, 3 years in the national attitude towards pot. Like, it feels like we're just this close. Like, just fucking, I have a crackpot theory that are you all right over there, buddy?
Yeah.
No,
I'm
so,
a coffer.
Okay, I have a crackpot. I don't know, maybe a hope that Obama on his way out, maybe right before the next inauguration, he does an executive order and decriminalizes it as just a final F you. Depending on who wins. If a Democrat wins, he will.
I had this conversation with one
awesome
of our other guests, and it would
legacy.
Certainly be awesome.
Long term, his legacy is long term. Like in 50 years, that'll be hailed as one of the biggest things.
I think if you were to ask most African Americans in earnest, I don't think they want the legacy of the first African American president to be legalizing marijuana.
That's true.
I get the idea, and I really think that he's.
So it's going to be another Democrat.
It sucks to say, but the person who legalized. The president, when marijuana becomes decriminalized and then
federally will
be a white man. I think that's a possibility.
Or a conservative.
But either way,
Hillary.
I don't think Hillary will. I think Hillary won't do anything to make Bill happy.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Right. She knows Bill likes smoking weed. Come on, fuck you, Bill.
To take that back to my point of how there's been such a sea change in the last 3 years, it's going to be a different world when whoever takes over in January of 2017, when they're inaugurated. It's going to be that's a year. How long? That's 2 years.
We're about 18 months out from vote. Oh no,
inauguration would be in 17. Elections in 16. Yeah, inauguration 17. So it's almost 2 years from now.
I mean,
think how different it's going to be then. There's going to be more and more states half the country is probably going to be decriminalized by then. If you think at this rate,
at the rate that we are going,
we
it certainly
at
looks
half
like.
The country?
Well, no. We are at half the country has adopted at least some form of marijuana reform. I believe that as it stands right now, I think there are only about 5 or 6 states left where possession would garner jail time.
Oklahoma is one of them.
Texas is another. I do believe Alabama, Arkansas. No, I don't believe Arkansas.
We've got New Hampshire.
What do you guys
coming
think?
Up? We've got Rhode Island going possibly recreational. We've got North Carolina just. Has a bill to legalize medical cannabis.
So every time there's an election, even ones we don't know about apparently because none of us voted because we had no idea. Every time there's an election, you're going to see probably 2 or 3 more states getting a little more cooler with it. and seeing the big picture.
We've got Hawaii.
You know, and it seems like it's working pretty well in Colorado and Washington.
Well, Alaska. It's not working so well in Washington.
Really?
It's working well in Colorado. It's not working so well in Washington.
How so?
But once again, I think that's why California chose to wait, do the wait and see approach.
I agree.
They're doing the Apple method of things. You know,
yeah.
Apple announced that they were thinking about doing a watch so that Samsung would make a watch so that they can make Samsung's watch better.
Yes.
And
yeah,
that's
I agree.
The same theory of California going, we're thinking of legalizing marijuana, Colorado, Washington, we'll do it first. And they go, well, let's see how you do it.
Yeah.
Colorado, kind of good model. Washington, not so much. Washington, basically what they've done, in Colorado, they just joined everything together. Like medical, record, it's all the same thing. In Washington, recreational was built as a separate entity of medical.
Right.
So you can still have medical shops, but the recreational shops operate completely separately.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to be growing for a medical shop, usually you would be under the regulation of the FDA, which in this mm-hmm. case you can't be because it's a Schedule I narcotic and the FDA won't deal with it.
Right.
If it was reclassified, that would be different, but therefore no regulation on the medical marijuana. But if you're going for the state will regulate, which means that they have regulatory committees and they have people who come in. And people don't want their name on a list, so not many people will grow for the state.
Right.
So you have very low supply, very high demand.
Yeah.
And when I was in Washington, I paid $90 for 2 grams.
Oh wow, Jesus!
That'll smooth out, but
it'll smooth out over time. But that's not what's happening in Colorado.
But guess who else pays a lot of? Like you've got Georgia, they filed a bill for recreational.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's what I said. These conservative states are going to leapfrog medical and go straight for recreational because in that new form of the GOP thinking that marijuana is cool, gay marriage is okay. I mean, they still like Jesus.
Yeah.
But they're fiscally conservative. Like, I can fuck with those Republicans, and they're cool. And those are the Republicans in these states that are kind of going, well, if we don't want medical because we think that's a farce. People aren't really sick. But I don't like regulations on anything else in my life, so why would I want regulations on this?
Yeah. Right. But, okay, when you got, like, New York City, when they finally have it legal there, where are they going to grow it? They have to have other, like these like southern states that are used to, you know, being more agricultural. You know, you're going to have like the flyover states and stuff, like Tennessee's like thinking about it. They're all going to be like, fuck corn.
We talked to Luke about that with the industrial hemp.
Yeah.
People saying they would love to grow hemp because
they would totally, because it's renewable.
Well, you can grow a fresh crop in a year. You cut trees down, they don't come back for 40, 50, 100 years sometimes.
Yeah, we're kind of destroying the planet.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, we've been...
How lucky are we to be alive in this particular
We're doing better now than we were 50 years ago. I mean, you know, not to quote Dennis Leary here, but, you know, we're not throwing styrofoam containers out of our...
Right.
Out of our 15-mile-per-hour V8, but, you know... Steel-body cars.
The notion of the seas rising, getting warmer, the world changing in drastic ways. I think right now, like, we're all... How old are you? In your 30s, I'm thinking?
No, 28.
28, okay. Yeah. Right on. So you've got probably 50-ish years, give or take. We all have about 50 years.
Yeah.
I just feel like the world in general is going to be a much shittier place by then. I feel like this is the last good age to live in. But I feel like every generation has probably felt that too.
You seen all the pollution in China?
Yes.
Oh yeah. It's,
I feel
it's
bad
terrible.
For our kids, basically.
Oh, I mean
the world that they're getting from us.
I feel like we're
in an age of like, you know, there was the Industrial Revolution where everybody's trying to make money, and that's where they're starting to use chemicals and different things to fluff shit up so that they get more from, you know, more bang for their buck. Like, they're dealing crack to us.
it certainly makes sense. So anyway, so getting all the way back to your story. From your dad dying.
Somehow it turned into weed because we are big of stoners.
So so your dad was still living in Oklahoma then, assuming.
Yeah, which
is where your brother is also, assuming.
Yes, he is a cardiologist in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
A cardiologist who smoked and...
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. My brother. My brother is.
As I was going.
No, my dad was a banker, but he was retired for like 20 years.
And so 15. Your brother like had a key or just figured?
No. Okay. So.
Did he have to break in?
No, he did. He didn't have a key on him, so he called the cops, and the cops said, "You know, there's nothing we can do right now because it's you know we have to wait 24 hours." And my brother was just like, he pulled the doctor card. He was like, "Look, I'm a physician. Like, I'm not fucking around. I'm going to break into this house. I know he's in there. If he's not in there, we can take it from there. But I have to go into the house." So. They broke into the back window and they found him. He had, I think, collapsed in the bathroom. I think he was getting ready for bed. Perhaps we're not entirely sure. So,
I'm sorry.
And it happened. It was pretty late. Like Steve, my brother Steve, he was there till. I mean, he got there at about 10 o'clock, or I guess it was 9 o'clock there when we were texting Central Time. So
had your dad met your fiance?
Yes. Yeah. She was actually in Tulsa. She drove to Tulsa for Christmas, flew to Columbus from Tulsa for Christmas to be with her family, and then came back.
Boy, so that is a good woman.
She said she's never doing that again.
I don't blame her. I'd have never done it in the first place.
Yeah. Hardcore travel. So
you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that was Christmas. But she said, "I'm not doing that. I'm not 22 anymore where I can do shit like that." It's hard to do shit like that now.
I've
flown back to Cali from Boston to have to turn around and fly back to go to a funeral.
Oh boy.
Especially
in the wintertime where you're like, oh fuck.
Fuck that.
So, so you fly back, you gotta plan the funeral, you gotta fucking, and you get, you know, millions of messages and
phone calls.
See,
that is the one place, though, where I do have to say it's gotta be nice not being Jewish, is in the case of those sudden deaths, you can actually plan your life around it.
Right.
Whereas in the Jewish faith, we have to have you in the ground in 72 hours.
Oh, shit.
Come hell or high water. So it's just when a sudden death occurs like that, it's just, it literally is, oh, so the next week of my life is turned upside down.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Immediately.
So you have 3 days to put the body in the ground?
You have 3 days to put the body in the ground. Unless there is extraneous circumstances. Like, if they're brutally murdered and the cops are like, we need the body to investigate. We're not like, Jewish faith, fuck you, we're burying him. No, we'll let you investigate the body. But we are supposed to put the body in the ground ASAP. Like, within 72 hours, the body is supposed to be in the ground. I've gone either way on how that affects, like, because like I said, it turns your life upside down immediately. But on the other side of things, and I wonder,
it's
maybe
a Band-Aid.
I was about to say, maybe you can elaborate on this. It is also the same thing. When that week's over, that week is over, and you can kind of start healing from it. Like, I would imagine all the planning and all that is just like, I wish this was over.
Yeah,
I wish this, and where I do appreciate that.
The slow fade as opposed to the sudden, for sure. There's pluses and minuses.
For shitty circumstances, I point out.
You know, honestly, I'm keeping it real, I'd rather have it like this than like a 4 year battle with cancer, which he was due for.
That's fair enough. Listen, we had one of my sister's best friends, her dad. He passed away suddenly at a hotel. He told his new girlfriend he was going to get ice, and they found him over the ice machine.
Oh, wow.
And it sucked for us.
Yeah,
because we missed our friend. But you know, boy, it didn't hurt him.
Right.
He was gone. He was as they said, he was gone before he hit the ice maker.
Yeah.
That, I mean,
sucks for us.
You got to pick
great
a
for
way.
Him.
Great for him. Oh my God, he was like, "I'm fucking my new girlfriend. Yeah. Life is great. Oh, I'm gone."
If you got to pick a way to go,
right?
Suddenly, it's definitely going to be.
Something that had happened when the cop told my brother that you know he had to wait 24 hours. And he was like, you know, I'm going in. They went and got the sergeant, and he was like, hey, come on. There's six newspapers piled outside the house. Like, something's up. Yeah. Like let's be
real. This is
real.
Not casual. So, yeah.
No, this isn't some fuck. I'm not some meth head like trying to break into a house or anything like that. So
had they figured out how long he was there?
Well, my brother had talked to him on Tuesday, and that was the last he. So, and I think the Wednesday paper was the first one that hadn't been picked up. He read the paper every morning, so yeah. It probably happened Tuesday night. Actually, my brother talked to him Tuesday, and said he sounded really drunk, which he could have been really drunk. It also could have been that he had had a stroke.
Well, that's like symptoms.
Yeah,
to slurry.
Yes. Yeah. So the police didn't. They saw the circumstances. They saw just kind of. It just they didn't suspect any. They didn't do like an autopsy or anything. They don't do. I always thought they did autopsies on everyone, but
no.
If there's any suspicion, basically,
yeah.
You can get one done also if you want to know.
Yeah, if they don't suspect foul play, an autopsy is completely optional.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things where they go. Do you want to know why they suddenly?
I wonder what that runs. How much an autopsy costs?
You know, that's a damn good question.
You think it's more? I mean, it's got to be. Look that up. Yeah,
Here's the problem.
Don't tell us what it is. Let's set an over under.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say. Gosh, the problem is it's gonna be at least an hour. I'm gonna say. Going by Price is Right rules? If you go over, do you bust?
I mean, let's settle on the over under.
Okay,
we'll
I'm gonna set the over I'm gonna set the over under at $950. $950 for an autopsy.
I think I'm picturing way over. I'm thinking like $5,000. If figure it's gonna be something like that. I think
It doesn't.
This is a.
These are specialized people.
This is kind of old.
Doctors, aren't they doctors?
It's NPR.
Is a mortician a doctor? No.
But
is it a mortician who does the autopsy?
No, it is a doctor.
It is a doctor.
Okay. Isn't it the coroner? Keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's a coroner.
Yeah. Okay. So you're thinking low $950.
A coroner is a medical examiner.
It says this here.
Oh God! Go ahead.
Nothing.
Tell us.
You said 12 something.
1200 or 12.
$1,275.
$1,275. That's an autopsy. Wow. Okay. So you were going low. Wow.
I was gonna. My guess was gonna be 1,200.
I was going outrageously.
I just blew. Everyone's gonna think I'm lying. But no. My guess was really gonna be 1,200.
Yeah.
I set the over under at 950 because I felt like, who knows, maybe there's some dude who's like a special one time only.
Yeah.
$89.99.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you why. Their grandma. You know.
I'm sure. There is some sort of market for it, I bet.
It says that, yeah. Like
if you want to know.
A coroner or justice of the peace or medical examiner is the one who does it for...
Okay.
Well, see, there you go. Now you know.
Yeah. So, so you could do the whole funeral thing. We got absolutely trashed after the funeral.
Good.
I mean,
that's what the point is, right?
We were just drinking... My brother drank so much whiskey. He was Ron Burgundy inside the phone booth crying at the end. It was great. It was sad, but it was also kind of great to see. And like we joke about it now.
I'm in a box of human emotion.
Yeah. That's what it was so good. It was so good.
I think that's the line, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm in a box of human emotions.
And a glass case of emotion.
I'm in a glass case of human emotion.
Yeah. So I had to go back to Tulsa in February. I spent my birthday in Tulsa cleaning up my dad's life, essentially. Yeah, we rented a dumpster, and you got to go through the entire thing and just fucking... Trash this, donate this.
Did you keep anything cool?
We kept some stuff. We donated a shit ton of stuff. Like all the...
What was the one thing that you personally were like, I'm taking that?
There were a bunch of good little nuggets. Did get a gun.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Packing some heat. It's a shitty gun, though.
You said your dad. Well, your dad was a hunter. I got to imagine there were quite a few.
I don't want any. I don't need any deer
rifles. Just an old 22. Kind of was it just an old 22 that he loved or something?
This one was a 380. It's a Breitko, which apparently is a real shitty brand.
That is a crappy brand.
It kind of fell apart. So I'm not even going to use it.
No, it would probably blow up if you did.
I did inherit my late uncle's in June, his 357.
Yeah,
and it's
Let's go shoot that.
A solid fucking piece.
Well, see, I have a 45 Peacemaker replica, a Remington replica, and I got a crappy shotgun that I go camping in bear country all the time. So I always have to preface this. I say I will never shoot a bear. To anyone who listens to this, I am never going to shoot a bear. I simply want something loud.
Pop one off in the air, though.
I want something loud enough to make them go away.
Should be. That's all you
big,
need.
Big, loud boomstick.
That's a boomstick. That's going to get
them. It's a big, loud boomstick. If they hear it, they'll go, all right, fine. You make a loud noise. I'll leave you alone.
And, you know, you don't have to shoot it up in the air. You can aim at the bear, but then just tilt it up a few feet just to kind of buzz it so its animal instincts actually kick in and it sees the shotgun blast in slow motion, probably.
Exactly. It's like, you know what?
Yeah, they're bullet time that bears probably see the world in when they're around humans.
So I watched a bear walk through rapids that would have killed a human being.
Yeah.
It just waded through it and got it on the other side and shook off. And I was like, you know what? This animal's pretty amazingly powerful.
There was do you say GIF or GIF? I say GIF.
For what?
GIF.
GIF.
Okay. See, I've had it explained as GIF. Anyways, there's one of those where a woman she's got the camera over. She sets like a small little fish on the windowsill. It's at night, and out of the darkness of the open window, just a giant bear claw comes and just take. Like she knew the bear. It was like the neighborhood bear.
That's
I saw
so
it last
dumb.
Week.
That's what a dumb thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So,
this other website
woke the bear.
Says,
why would you do that?
I know.
Private autopsy, $3,000 to $5,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I wanted to let you
that's
know.
That's closer to your luxury.
I think I said, did I say five?
You said five.
Yeah. See, that's what I was wondering.
That's your luxury. That's like your Mercedes M class.
That's how much
autopsy.
Do you really want this done?
Yeah. That's like, how much detail
do you want?
Who else is going to do it?
Listen, I'm not saying that we need to weigh your deceased loved one's stomach contents, but we will do the thing for you.
Don't want to know? Okay. good day to you. What are we going to say, April?
How do I find this bear gift?
Man, oh, God. I saw it. Are you familiar with the Chive? It was on that, but I couldn't tell you.
Oh, jeez.
Bear feeding bear GIF, maybe?
That is one of the
GIF of bear fighting man.
No.
Oh, that's terrifying. That's terrifying. GIF of bear eating man alive. You want to watch that on an endless repeat.
Feed bear.
That
feed
is just,
bear.
Oof. Why don't feed bears? I thought that was something that we all learned at a young age. Don't feed bears.
You know what
bears.
I would do? What I would do? Every now and then, when feed the bears, every now and then slip them something that might make them sick, just to make them maybe just
slip them some magic mushrooms,
just
maybe
establish some power. That is not is not it. I don't know.
Yeah,
if
but
we're
the problem
it.
Then the problem then is you've got a bear tripping balls.
Yeah,
like the only thing worse than a bear that comes to your house regularly is a bear that comes to your house regularly and now doesn't feel good.
I think just something that might make a yak. Just something that's gonna
is this
like
the pancake bear. No,
no, don't look at the Chive. Just do feeding bear GIF. I read something.
GIF? Why would you? It's a GIF.
Because I read an article where the guys who the guys
G
who came up with it intended it to be GIF. That's why I say GIF. There was an interview I read. That's not it. That's not a bear.
There are people, I'm just going to say this, there are people who have invented things that their invention is smarter than them. And that might be one of those instances. Those guys called their own invention by the wrong name.
Now granted, They were
those
smart
are idiots
enough
with a great invention.
They were smart enough to come up with an awesome, cool thing.
Yeah, no. Awesome, cool thing. They are wonderful inventors, but their invention has now surpassed them if they call it a GIF.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a GIF. It's a G.
What I have GIF learned, something interesting, is Tumblr porn.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's all just GIFs. That was
where I saw the scariest GIF of my life, mm-hmm. which was it was an Asian woman finishing off a well endowed man, and as he is about to release himself on her face, she smiling and laughing starts uppercutting him in the sack.
Nice. Okay.
And like four or five times, and every time she hits him, large squirts of semen start coming out of his penis.
Jesus.
And he's orgasming while she's like smiling and just nailing him. I mean, thankfully this is a podcast, so no one can see it. We'll link it to our site. You know what? I'll show it to you right now. I'll let you see this. You want to see? I know how Googleable this is because
what's the name of it? Does it have a name like Kids in the Sandbox?
And
are you familiar with Kids in the Sandbox?
I don't know
if you can still find Kids on the Sandbox. Well, I'm not going to spoil it unless. I mean, it's one of those things that you cannot unsee.
Oh shit!
I gotta find.
And it's about 10 years old.
Two kids, one sandbox. See, now I don't know. I don't know what you guys are talking about, but now you're starting to scare
me. Kids in a Sandbox.
Kids.
That's
in a
not it. That is definitely not it. That's Two Kids, One Sandbox.
Kids
in a Sandbox.
Kids in a Sandbox. I don't even know what we're talking about now.
Absolutely.
What is going on?
No, I believe it was a movie. You can find it on Urban Dictionary, April.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Go ahead and read that to us, April. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
No.
Kids in a Sandbox is a reference. And I saw this. I saw this firsthand with my own eyes. I don't know if you can find it, but a reference to a video on the internet in which a woman viciously rams a dildo into a man's penis as you hear his screaming in agony. So, and she's just... I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And again, this started from talking about my dad dying.
It's awesome.
This is where I'm at emotionally.
It's okay.
So,
she's just
ramming it in, and the guy's just...
Like vibrator in the urethra.
It was something you just passed around in college.
It was a video.
I saw the most depraved shit in college.
I've just seen a lot of the
dawn of like internet, just high speed internet, basically.
Yeah.
Like 2000, 2005, that little era. So, went back to Tulsa, did all that stuff. And what are you looking for?
I think this is it. Yeah, this is that. Here we go. Where is it?
What's going
to
happen?
I'm sorry that we have to watch porn right now. But
what time is it?
We're at about 45. Oh,
go.
God. Oh, boy.
There you go. There it is.
But let me ask you this. I mean, maybe it feels really good.
What?
I've heard.
Oh my God, she's punching him in the nuts.
Oh, did you not?
Hey, April, thanks for tuning in. Yes.
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
I mean, he certainly sounds like he's having
That's
a good
what I'm
time.
Saying.
He sounds like you can see, like he is orgasming specifically from being punched in the balls.
Yeah,
there you see, that is the evidence clear as day right there.
He did
that is doing something good.
But he was working out. I think he got himself there, and I think she started punching him as he started orgasming. I don't think she brought him to, because if you watch, if we can roll it back, I think he was coming and then she starts just fucking popping him.
I mean, isn't that right behind the balls spot
that you can...
No, but I don't think...
Well, no, you're talking about the prostate. That's it. That's in the butt, though. And that,
the balls are really sensitive.
The balls are very sensitive. Very,
ball,
very.
Well, I the mean, balls and the ding are... Why did I say ding?
I've never heard that referred to as the ding.
Well, I like saying dong. I don't know why I didn't do dong. So anyways, so back to my dad dying. That's kind of it. I got a car out of the deal. That was fun, but it feels weird driving
a car and a gun.
Yeah, I did get a car, but it's weird.
What kind of car?
It's a 4Runner, Toyota 4Runner. So he took good care of it.
Is that a truck or a?
It's a truck.
It's an SUV.
It's a V8 too.
Yeah, my dad used to have one of those. Yeah, it is a guzzler.
But it feels so solid. I drove it back from Oklahoma.
It's a truck, though, right?
Yeah, we drove it through a blizzard.
Oh, yeah, you feel like a man driving.
I was just jerking off as I was driving, passing all the stuck cars in the blizzard.
That's one of those cars that you can actually turn on with your dick and fill it up with Old Spice. You don't even need gasoline. It's
and
amazing.
Then my fiance was just punching me in the nuts as I was jerking off, driving through a blizzard in Amarillo. Gosh. So now
you're a truck for hire.
I'm so happy that we have 5 minutes left and we didn't even get to any of our news stories. This is actually one of the few times I'm happy we didn't do news stories.
There we go.
You needed to share, Doug.
Well, I did get engaged. So good. Yeah.
Where did you get engaged?
I got engaged just west of the Hollywood sign. I went hiking.
Ah.
We live in that area, and we went hiking. Under the guise of going to the Hollywood sign.
I can't do that with Sydney, because if I were to take her hiking, she would immediately be like, "You're proposing. We don't fucking hike." I can't do that shit.
We're pretty active, but we've never hiked. We've run around the hills, like jogged and stuff. We're runners, but never just hiked. So she should have known.
No shit, you skinny fucker. You know, choke on a kale smoothie.
I'm not sold on kale.
I hate kale. Yeah. I hate it. It's bitter and it's disgusting.
I eat a lot
you
of broccoli.
Massage it.
You can't, but you're not supposed to massage leaves.
It breaks it down.
No, that means nature fucked up, and you don't need to be eating it if you have to do that to it.
Boom.
Cooking's
Boom.
One thing, but fucking...
Point to guest Dixon as my favorite guest so
far. Let's just
far.
Move on. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
I'm still on your side.
Kale loses.
I'm not that into kale.
2-1.
Either,
2-1. Well, then put 2.5 to half.
Okay. It's like people who say they like that band Vampire Weekend. No, you're lying. Stop it. Stop it, people.
Stop it now.
You're trying too hard.
Oh man!
So we're getting married in Vegas. We're doing a small wedding in Vegas at the Paris Hotel.
See, when me and my girlfriend get married, we're going to do the Vegas thing too.
Yeah,
we want to do the Bellagio. That's always been our dream to do the Bellagio.
Yeah,
and we're only giving her side of the family like. Oh, I hope they're not listening to this. She doesn't listen to my show anyways. I can fucking say it. Like, I have to propose to her soon because fucking, hey, we're coming up on 8 years together. So, lock that shit. She lets me be a pretty shitty human being. So, I gotta lock that down right now.
She's a good woman.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's fun.
No, she's good. She's a good one. But so that's the thing. I was like, I got to figure out how to do that. But the whole plan is that we don't really want most of her family coming out. She kind of is not very close with them. So the plan was just we'll let our family know about a month and a half in advance, and we'll let her family know like 10 days before. We'll be like, we decided to just go on a whim, go to Vegas and get married. And they'll be like, oh, really? God, we can't make it. Oh, darn, shucks. What a shame.
Yeah, we're definitely doing ours pretty small. So
good.
Vegas. Set a date yet?
August 29th.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, August.
A lot of family and then like a small smidgen of friends.
Vegas is as good a city as any place to get married.
I like Vegas.
It's the best city in the world. Yeah. I love Vegas.
To wrap it back up. That was a big Dixon family place to go to. When my brother and I each turned 21, our dad flew us out to Vegas and we partied there. So it's kind of I had always wanted to do it in Vegas either way. I've been to weddings in Vegas. Yeah, they're
it's always a party.
It's a party.
It's always a party. You guys have a great time.
No one gives a shit. The ceremony's 7 minutes long. We can get Elvis or we can get Frank Sinatra at the reception.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty jacked about
Sinatra?
Yeah.
dude, I fucking love Sinatra. Yeah, man. I mean, I know Elvis is the classic choice, but I don't know. I'm gonna make an argument for Sinatra.
Okay. Here. Okay. No, I'm leaning towards Sinatra. If we do. We don't have to. It's optional. We can pick.
You make me feel so young.
There's some, yeah.
You make me feel like spring has sprung.
That's actually really good.
And every time I see you grin. I love that song.
Yeah.
It's one of my.
Yeah, Elvis is obvious. I think Frank Sinatra is a more.
That's the sleeper right there.
Yeah, that's
the sleeper.
That's a good way to put it.
That's
sure.
The one where you're like, hey, we're not like all these other fuckers who have Elvis marrying him.
Yeah.
We had Sinatra. We had Mickey Blue.
Sinatra.
He'll only give you one take of it, but you know, he should only need
one. That's all he needs.
He's
a pro.
Man, all you need is one.
The chairman was a pro. Oh,
well, geez, awesome. We already have to start wrapping things up. I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to wrap up. God damn it.
We just kind of hung out.
Yeah, you know what we need to start? We need to actually start just recording bonus episodes after we're done with our hour and just post them every now and then when we want to.
Yeah, I'm down. We have like some post show chatter.
I might be down. What do you got to promote, Doug?
Talk about yourself. Saving it for the show. So I'm doing a show with Anya Malik. We're doing at Dave & Buster's. He works at Dave & Buster's, apparently, and he asked me to help him out with the show. So we're starting that.
With Carlos, too?
No. Not Carlos. No, we are having DJ Hellnah help us out.
Ah.
DJ Hellnah.
One of Anya's friends. I have yet to meet him, actually.
And so, what day will this be going on?
It'll be late Tuesday nights.
Oh.
So we will need help doing it. We will need help with comics and hosts also, because we're not going to be doing it every night. So and you're definitely in the loop for it.
Yeah.
So
jeez, I don't tell jokes.
It's going to be an experiment.
Don't invite me.
I love me some skee ball.
Oh god, David.
David Buster's. It's
David Buster's. Here's the thing.
This one.
I'm not going to ask to be on the show because I don't want to have to get on stage and perform. I'd rather just go to Dave & Buster's and kind of hang. They got that new that brand new Star Wars game that's supposed to be like the coolest.
Fucking
game in the world that I need to go
so
play right now.
Too.
They have fucking games. Yeah.
So I guess that I will be at that show.
You should check it out. Dave & Buster's is cool. So
Dave & Buster's is cooler than cool. It's the effing coolest.
Yeah.
We should make them give us money for how much we're. I love you, Dave & Buster's.
I can walk there from my house. I'm game.
And
Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, and they seem pretty pretty cool. They've got a room that they're not using. It's Tuesday night at Dave & Buster's. There's a lot of tourist traffic around there, so and we're probably just gonna have to do barking just right out on Hollywood.
Nice.
No problem.
Good
stuff.
I think
you can get like 10, 20 tours probably. Check it out.
I mean I've seen them do that with comedy shows at Hooters in their upstairs area. They'll get like 15, 20
I've never
20
been to those.
There.
I've never been to those shows at Hooters.
Sometimes it's actually kind of, you know, it's a weird thing that, you know, sometimes some of the scariest shows going into it where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just like a room of 15 tourists.
Right.
Have actually been the most fun that I've had on stage sometimes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So absolutely, I had a ball when I was on stage there. It was a little bit of a lighter room than they usually had the night I was there, but still had a great time. So it's a good night. Well, this was a fun episode.
Word.
What you got going on, April?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Work.
Just working, trimming.
And I'm taking a class right now on writing for late night TV.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm pretty stoked on that.
Yeah, so that's a fun
really
one.
How long have you been doing it?
I just had the first week.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of people are in there? I've heard there's just like fucking nerds in there.
Yeah. I think it's possible.
Like real pretentious. I'm a writer.
Yeah, like, there can sometimes be those guys. But there's that in every realm of it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I felt like nobody, like he'd be like, does anybody have any questions? And nobody would talk at all. Like nobody, uh-huh. You know, would ask questions and kind of try. And I almost felt like they got a little snarky, like about the fact that I'm like interacting.
You're the question asker.
Am I just supposed to sit there and just not like
fucking teacher's pet?
He's just gonna dictate
right
to me, and I'm just gonna take notes, and that's what this class.
Oh,
is.
I did just notice that your brand new pipe matches your shirt, which is very cute.
Oh, yeah.
This is cute
details.
Little, this
I don't
is a cute
know.
Little thing.
I'm really interested in what he has to say, but I definitely am not gonna just be quiet the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's not. That's kind of. I can understand getting upset about it. Yeah. F you. I got things to say. Yeah. If I got questions, I'm asking. Well, what do I got going on? I got the. At the Formosa usually on Friday nights, which is always one of my favorite places to perform. I'm going to be headlining
what
at the Federal Bar.
What the hell's going on at the Formosa? Is there a show at every bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. What goes on at the Formosa? Who runs that show?
TK Madison.
I don't know. Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, he's just a guy. He's just a guy.
Is he a store dude?
No.
Who is he?
He's just a guy.
He's one of those kinds of. Yeah, he's okay. One of those. Yeah.
I don't that. I'll explain to you later. It's uh-huh. You know, they always need three real comics on their show.
Okay.
And it sucks, but you know I'll be the third guy who brings laughs because the other seven brought the crowd.
Okay.
You know someone's got to make you be able to justify charging $10 at the door. You know.
Fair enough.
That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well,
right on.
This has
been a pleasure.
This has been a pleasure, hasn't it? I had a good time.
It went by really fast.
It did go by. Good times.
Thank you, crab diving.
Thank you so much, crab diving. We are the Candle Linguists. Have a good night.
Bye.